present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
With our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Welcome to the Red State Talent Program. I'm your host, Primo Mondoni. My co-host, Ken Brown, will join me in a couple minutes. Please visit the show's website at redstatetownhall.com, where there's sure to be be sure to like us on both Facebook and Twitter. If you wish to contact us, the email address is Primo, P-R-E-M-O, at redstatetownhall.com. Our show is broadcasting on Red State Talk Radio, America's premier grassroots conservative internet talk radio network. The show is also syndicated through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podomatic, TalkStream Live, Player.fm, Roku, and at least a dozen other websites. You can listen to the station using their Android, iPhone, and BlackBerry apps. Visit the station's website, redstatetalkradio.com, to download the appropriate app for your smartphone. If you don't have a smartphone, you can listen using any phone on the station's 24/7 listener line provided by TalkStream Live by dialing the following: for Studio A, 605-562-4209, and for Studio B, 518-712-0045. Before we start the show, let's give a shout out to our AM, FM, and digital affiliates: WDDQ FM 92.1 Adel, Georgia, WSFB 1490 AM, Talk 97.7 FM Quitman, Georgia, WJNW AM 1650 Hermitage, Tennessee, Talk Radio AM 1620 KTFL Gilbert, Arizona, WMQL Radio FM 105.5 Brevard, North Carolina, Kaufman County Talk Radio, AM 1680, KCTR, Terrell, Texas, Tax Pro Radio, Gainesville, Georgia, WCNR Digital in West Virginia, and K98Talk.com. Now let's bring on my co-host from Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Ken Brown. Mr. Brown, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing okay. Let's get right to it. We got a lot of stuff to cover here. We're going to talk some presidential politics here in a bit, but we've got a few other domestic issues I want to bring up, and then we're going to talk, of course, about this horrific attack in Paris, which is kind of dominating the headlines at the end of the week here. Just tragic what happened in Paris, and I give a lot of grief for the French and stuff, but in this case, my sympathies are with the French people on this deal. This is just, we'll talk about that here in a minute. A couple of things on the domestic front. Obamacare. we've been reporting, Ken, now a lot of these co-ops that have been set up by the states are all going belly up. And as of right now, there are 24 co-ops are set up, and 13 have now failed, and the rest are really about to. And there's a story that was put out by the Daily Caller this week that Obamacare cancer patients are losing hospital coverage. Apparently, in I think this was in New York, I believe, if I remember right. There's a big cancer center up there that that a lot of people use. It's one of the few places you can get cancer treatment that was covered through Obamacare. And because their exchange is going belly up, all these people who are depending on this coverage, Ken, are not going to be able to have coverage anymore, period. And there's no other alternative. And just another example of why this law is so stupid. You know.
Do you think Hillary Clinton has a shot at all of becoming president?
I guess this ties in. I'm not sure if it ties into this or not, but she does. I mean, she does if she doesn't get indicted for a felony in the process.
Yeah. I just don't. Unless it's Donald Trump, and somehow they think that Donald Trump, I know we're getting the president politics, so you said we're going to do it later. Anyway, unless it's Donald Trump, and even then, I don't think she has a chance of winning. Because she was part of this administration, Obamacare, what's happened in Paris, it's a leadership type thing. She was part of that leadership. And she did absolutely nothing. Benghazi, I don't see it. I just don't. I mean,
I don't know either. But I mean, the reality is, yes, she's part of the administration, and you can definitely pin the foreign policy disasters directly to her and Obama when it comes to the strength of ISIS and all this kind of stuff. But Obamacare, we were talking about Obamacare recently. I don't know if her fingerprints are really on that. Now, that's not to say she isn't full-fledged for Obamacare, and you know.
The Obamacare point is that she's not going to do away with it. She's not talking about doing away with it.
No.
That's my whole point. Is that if you don't do away with it, then you're in favor of it. You're going to keep it there, status quo.
Yeah, there's not a single. I mean, there's three Democrats who are still in the race: Sanders, Clinton, and what's his name, O'Malley. Yeah, I've not heard either one of them say anything about restricting Obamacare or repealing Obamacare. That's just not going to happen. Excuse me. Which, by the way, hang on just one second. Excuse me. You know, the Democrats had their debate Saturday night, and I don't know if anybody watched the thing. I know I didn't, because what's the point? These people are totally clueless. I did read some of the highlights from the Democrat debate, and just to show you what was important to them, Bernie Sanders still says, now remember, the Democrat debate was held after the Paris attacks, okay? Sanders said the global warming was the biggest threat to our country. He says that in the debate after the Paris attacks. How clueless can you possibly be?
Going back to what we said originally, how can anybody vote for a Democrat? I know there's going to be the hardcore, but how can anybody vote for a Democrat who says this kind of things or as part of what this administration for the past 7 years has done, if you don't go totally against that, if you don't say anything about that's against this policies that are in place right now, I don't see how you have a shot at even getting close to being the next president.
You wouldn't think you would, because here's the thing. Hillary,
not a touch.
All three of them in the debate, none of them called what happened in Paris Islamic terror. None of them. All three candidates would not go that far.
And
that just shows you that, I mean, they're
out of touch. They don't, it's.
Well, they're in denial or something. I don't know how to explain that. That makes no sense.
Climate change? Are you kidding me? That's number one. You're just freaking you're an idiot.
Well, I mean, on top of that, I mean, it's very clear who was responsible for what happened in Paris, and they won't call it what it is. I mean, the president, he came out with a statement, you know, and we're in support of the French people, blah, 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 blah. But he still wouldn't call it what it was, and he said he wasn't going to speculate as to who was behind it. And I'm thinking, what the hell? There is no speculation.
I like
it. It's obvious.
It's not funny, and I'm laughing, but because I can't, I'll be crying. I hate this leadership. I hate 7 years of this, Primo. We've been talking about this for 7 years. I can't wait for this guy to be out of office.
He makes me so sick. I'm telling you what, when he comes on television, I want to. If I could reach the side of my TV tube, I would slap him. He's such an idiot.
Oh, I'm.
He is so inept and so bad at his job. It's unbelievable that he's president of the United States. Every time I see him, I cannot believe that he not only got elected, but got elected twice.
Yes.
It shakes a man's faith in his fellow man and this entire country when you realize this idiot's been in office this long.
I mean, he comes on TV the day of the attacks and says ISIS is contained.
That morning, he was on Good Morning America. And they were talking about ISIS, and this before the attack, and he says that ISIS has been contained. And then what happens that very night? This horrific attack where they attack a concert, a movie hall, a concert hall,
yeah,
restaurants, a soccer game. I mean,
a concerted attack. And these people had AK-47s, had assault rifles, which are banned in France. So the bad guys had assault rifles in France.
Oh my God! You mean Ken? They actually violated gun laws in France?
Yeah, can you believe it? They broke a law.
Oh my God! That makes it worse, doesn't it?
I don't know how they do that, Primo. How do they actually break the law and get those guns inside of France?
It's amazing. I mean, you pass a law, you think you're done, right?
Yeah, that's, you know, gun-free zones. All you do is put a sign up and say, this is a gun-free zone, and you're safe. We need more laws like that, Primo, right?
Jesus. I mean, the people on the left are just morons.
We are leaderless right now. Totally leaderless.
No, I tell you what, we got a few leaders right now. The problem is they're not in office, can't do anything. We got people like, and whether you like him or not, Donald Trump is showing himself to be a leader. Now, he's not my pick for president. Don't get me wrong. But I got a funny feeling if Donald Trump was in charge, things would be different. Whether or not you agree with everything he does, you know, whatever, but... And I know Ted Cruz would be a hell of a lot better leader than what we have now, and so would Marco Rubio, and so would Carly Fiorina, and there's a whole bunch of people you could list.
Well, let's also go on to say that because of the leader we have the non-leader we have in office right now, and what he did in Iraq and Afghanistan, he's pulling troops out, and he creates that vacuum, and ISIS gets bigger, and there would be no ISIS if it wasn't Barack Hussein Obama. Let's just go full bore into that.
Not only has he created it, he helped create ISIS. He's helped fund ISIS and arm them.
Yeah.
Look at that. We actually dropped shipments of arms to them recently, Ken, and the administration admits they accidentally sent it to the wrong place.
And now Iran's closer than ever to having a nuclear bomb. I mean, this is what this guy's, his legacy is going to be. And how he's still...
Look at the mess in Libya. Look at the mess in Syria. I mean, everything they have touched, everything that Obama and Clinton have touched in the last 7 years has been a total foobar. And everybody knows what that means.
Yeah. That's my point. I don't, how can anyone go to the polls? I mean, unless you're just a total fool and throw a vote for a Democratic nominee that's in line with this. I it just makes no sense. You're out of touch with reality. We need a strong leader. We need a Reagan-type leader. We need somebody goes in and says, look, this is going to stop. Primo, what happened in Paris, France can easily happen in Atlanta, Georgia.
And, oh, hell yes.
And that's coming. That's just a prelude to what's coming. What happened in Paris, these guys won't stop. It's not just Paris they want. They want to come here. They want another 9/11 here.
Well, let me tell you something that a lot of people don't know this. Since 2009, the Obama administration has allowed 250,000 Muslims into this country each and every year, minimum 250,000 people. Now, are all those people terrorists? Of course not. But do 250,000, Ken, divided by, say, let's just say 7, okay? Multiply by 7, and you're at nearly, what, about 1.75 million, roughly, right? Mm-hmm. Somewhere in that range. Mm-hmm. Now, what if only, I don't know, what would be 1% of those?
1% of
1.7 million, that'd be, what would that be? 1,700? 50?
Something
like that, right? So now, at minimum, would you not agree out of all those people, there might be 1% that have ill will toward the United States in that group?
Yes.
Okay, let's just say a minimum 1%. So now it means we have at least 1,750 Islamic terrorists in our midst.
Yeah. And you're not even including the Syrian refugees that are supposedly bringing, what, 250,000 over to
I'm not including all the people who come across the southern border, left and right, and we have no idea who the hell they're coming, where they're really coming from.
And no matter how good our intelligence is, no matter how sharp they are, you're not going to thwart all the attacks that can come out of that.
No. And the thing is, I read an article just this last few days that said that when it comes to vetting these Syrians that they're wanting to put in here, they said, this article said it takes 60 government employees to vet a single Syrian refugee.
60?
60. Oh, now, knowing how the federal government is wasteful and so forth and whatever, I believe it takes 60 government employees to vet one guy. Could it be done cheaper, easier, and with less people if someone else were to handle it, like a private contractor? Yes, I believe it could be done. But let's just assume we're going to do that. So since it takes that many people to vet just one person, and they're going to be bringing in thousands of these people, guess what? None of them are going to be vetted.
Yeah.
One thing to remember, people forget. Remember the Boston bombers? Guess what? They were refugees.
Yeah. Kids.
They weren't properly vetted. Look what happened there.
Is it going to take another 9/11 or that or a Paris situation here before we do something? Before we go, oh, we've got to get our ducks in a row. We've got to be offense instead of defense.
It doesn't take that for me. It doesn't take that for you. It doesn't take that for anybody with any damn common sense. But the people on the left and the American people who are asleep at the wheel, who don't know what in the heck's going on in this country, it's going to take something of that magnitude to wake them up. And then once they do, then maybe we'll get something done. But, I mean, in Paris, the last I heard, 129 dead, 352 injured. in a pretty well coordinated attack, you know.
I think there's like 90 something are in critical condition.
Yeah, I don't remember the number on that, but the last I heard, 129 dead, 352 injured, and like you said, perhaps 90 that are in critical condition who may not make it. And they were all sitting ducks. Nobody could do a thing about it. They would just sit there and were mowed down. And I don't know if you've seen some of the interviews of some of the people who were in the concert and stuff and talking about just, you know, there was nothing they could do. They were trapped. There was a few people got out, of course. And then, you know, they actually held about 100 hostages, you know. And then they started, when they had them in, as hostages inside the concert hall, they started just one by one, just kill them. Boom.
Well, boom, you know, this.
Boom. And they had to go in and charge the place and finally take control. And I think only, if I'm not mistaken, Ken, only 10 people got out alive or something like that. It was unbelievable.
You've got to get another thing that you got to remember. You got to get this mindset that these people, when they do this, they know. They go into it knowing, I'm going to die. They don't care.
I think most of them had explosive vests on them, right?
I remember, right? All of them blew themselves up except for one that was killed by the police. That's it.
He was killed simply before he was able to hit the button. That's exactly what happened, you know.
Exactly. It's ultimate carnage, and they go to the places they know they do the most damage. Concerts, huge soccer games, restaurants, huge and crowded restaurants.
But I mean, you could do the same thing here in this country. I mean, we have concerts. We have you know, not soccer really, but football games,
basketball games. Football games, college football games, pro games. Yeah. I mean, you can easily get thousands of people in one place. But these guys are not, they're not trying to take hostages and try to get their, you know, work their way through the legal system and get back, you know, try to be free, you know, and they don't want to die. No, they go into it they're going to die. They will die. I don't understand it, Primo. I don't understand this. And this president comes on TV and he says, well, I'm not going to speculate. You don't have to speculate. It's right there in front of your face.
Well, you know, the thing is, what a lot of people do not understand about this whole situation is that, at least I think a lot of people do not get this. It's not this. Remember when 9/11 first happened, people were going like, well, why do they want to do this to us? People started asking questions like, why? Why do they hate us? What are their grievances? They're like trying to understand these people. And here's the bottom line. These people are barbarians. These people are from the 7th century. These people cannot be reasoned with. It is not anything that we've done, Ken. It's what we stand for. The fact that we stand for freedom of speech, that we stand for freedom of religion. They don't want freedom of speech. They don't want freedom of religion. They want everyone to think and do and act and worship as they do, or you die. This is a clash of civilizations. It's the Western civilization against a 7th century barbaric idea of the world. That's what we're up against. So it doesn't matter what their complaints are, you're never going to satisfy these people. So get that out of your head. You know? Yeah, I don't understand that mentality.
There's no PC attitude here. It's evil, pure and simple. It's evil. And you just fight evil. There's good and there's evil. They're evil. They believe it, and they want to annihilate each and every one of us. And you got to fight it. And you either fight them at home or you fight them there. I don't want to fight them here.
Well, I mean, the whole idea of Iraq and Afghanistan was to fight them over there and not fight them in the homeland.
And it worked.
It, for the most part, it worked. Yes, it did. Yep. For the most part, it worked. But now that we've allowed those two situations to get out of control, now they're running rampant in the Middle East and North Africa. And we're not just talking about ISIS now. You got to talk about Boko Haram and all these other, and Al Qaeda, of course. And, you know, you don't hear a whole lot about Al Qaeda these days. It's all ISIS, ISIS, ISIS now. And, you know, I tell you what, let's go to break. When we come back, we got plenty more to talk about. Stick with us. Trust me, I got a lot more to say about this. I'm sure Ken does too. Thank you for listening to Red State Town Hall program. I'm your host, Primo Mondoni. I'm joined by Ken Brown, my co-host. We will be back in just a few moments.
Hi, this is Jeff Carlisi from the band 38 Special. The mainstream media has failed the American people once again. Internet radio networks like Red State Talk Radio will not fail you. Tune in 24 hours a day, studios A and B. Great conservative programming around the clock. Red State Talk Radio, the dominant force in internet conservative talk radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom36.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom36.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 36.com. Go to freedom36.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom36.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 800-610-3497 and get your 44 pills for $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now, 800-610-3497. 800-610-3497. That's 800-610-3497.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobetes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobetes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobetes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobetes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobetes now. Call 800-554-7159 and get 2 bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-7159. That's 800-554-7159.
Hi, this is Primo Mondoni, General Manager for Red State Talk Radio. We've been bringing you the very best in grassroots, common sense conservative talk radio for over 5 years now. One thing I've learned in those 5 years is that internet radio is a tough, competitive business. And if the station is going to advance that next level, it's going to require a significant increase in investments in both personnel and infrastructure. Our listenership grew by 42% in 2014, and with our ever-expanding listener base, it's time that we begin the move to a more listener-supported model to provide the station's future financial needs. Therefore, we're asking our loyal listeners to consider making a donation to help us reach our goals. Monthly subscriptions begin at only $2 per month. So please, help us restore conservative principles to our republic. Visit our website and become a Red State Talk Radio supporter today.
Red State Talk Radio. The Talk Monster.
The path to restoring our republic was laid down by our founding fathers. The principles of freedom, liberty, personal responsibility, and limited government are conservative ideals we will never abandon.
America is listening.
Grassroots, common sense, conservative talk radio. It's on the internet. Tune in now. Red State Talk Radio, featuring some of the most popular internet talk show hosts in America today. Are you listening? RedStateTalkRadio.com.
Okay, we're back. Thanks for sticking with us. We really do appreciate it. I know we're spending a whole lot of time on this Paris thing, but I really think we need to. I don't think Americans understand, like I tried to say in the previous part of the show, I don't think these people understand. I don't think Americans really understand what's going on. I mean, maybe we're naive. I don't think I am, but I think a lot of people who, quote, don't really pay a whole lot of attention, they just think that somehow we could make everything all warm and toasty and everybody feel better. And if we just could understand what the problems were with us and, you know, this whole idea that somehow our policies are causing this is nonsense. I mean, it's just nonsense.
Well, this, you know, the Democratic debate was last night, Primo, and you would have thought, I didn't listen to the whole thing because it just turns my stomach. But the parts I listened to, like Bernie Sanders, he wants to get back to economic policies. That's not even, he don't want to talk about that. And I'm like,
they have no answers for that. So
no, they don't. But it's almost like you don't want to talk about something that's a threat to our security. Are you kidding me? You're so far out of touch with what's going on. You got no business even people listening to you.
Well, let me tell you something about economic policy. Economic policy doesn't mean crap if we're not safe.
Well,
you know,
the one job of the president of the United States is to do what?
That is the number one job, is to protect the American people, period. All the other stuff is all fine and good, but you got to do the first one. And if you don't do the first one, which this president is not doing that. Let me tell you something. You know, in the Republican debate we had this week, we hadn't even talked about the Republican debate, by the way, which most people feel like Cruz and Rubio did really well in the debate again this time. And actually, Jeb Bush did not self-destruct. He actually had a halfway decent debate. Not that he was spectacular at all. That's not Jeb Bush's style. But he didn't really shoot himself in the foot this time. So congratulations, Jeb Bush, at least, whatever. But my point is, on the Republican debate, you could see the sharp contrast in the immigration policies in the Republican debate, led by Cruz and Trump, of course, when it came to immigration. And let me tell you something. We need to change our immigration policy in this country. Like you alluded to this earlier in the show, Ken, about how Franklin Graham was talking about during World War II, we weren't letting Germans in, we weren't letting Japanese in, etc. Well, you know what? We need to stop Muslim immigration completely, period, end of story, nada, nobody comes in.
Yeah, that was before the show we were talking.
Okay. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. We talk a lot before the show, and half the time we think we talk about during the show, and we never did.
We get fired up and start talking, and we go over 20 minutes ago. We're doing the show. So
turn the recording on. Okay. Well, back to that whole point is that, we do not We do not need to be bringing these people in this country. I mean, just this week in New Orleans, I think something like, 10,000 people came in New Orleans. There was a map on Facebook of all these Syrian refugees. I don't know if you saw this, Ken. It shows a small, it shows like little dots, like circles. And the bigger the circle, the bigger the number of refugees that got dumped in those particular cities.
Yeah.
I looked at Tennessee, and Nashville had a dot on it. Nothing real major. I looked at Atlanta, where you're at, huge dot. I mean,
yeah.
They're apparently dumping a bunch in Atlanta. So that'll make you feel real good and safe. And they're dumping them all across the country. I mean, if you saw this map on Facebook, I'm not kidding you. It's like virtually every state. I mean, I did look at it close enough to tell you if every single state is getting refugees or not. But they're spreading them around. And think about that, ladies and gentlemen. If they were smart, and if we were going to take refugees and not vet any of them, which I think is stupid, but let's assume we wanted to do that. Would it not be safer, Ken, to put them all and put all the bad apples in one basket where you could watch them?
That makes too much sense.
You know what I'm saying? But the fact that we're spreading them all around the country, what do you think is going to happen?
Can't watch them all.
You can't watch them all. There's no way to do that. They're going to just melt into society. And we're going to be giving them food stamps, and because they're refugees. Remember now, if they're refugees, they automatically qualify for food stamps and all kinds of stuff. So this is nuts. We're not only going to bring in people that want to kill us. We're going to feed them and everything so they can be healthy when they do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is nuts. And you don't think this is by design. If you don't think this is by design from our president, you're crazy. Oh, because yeah. Guess what he just did this last week? He let over 6,100 felons out of our penal system. Just turn them loose. They don't have to check in with parole officers or anything, Ken. They're just loose. Now, think about this. You know how difficult it is to get a job in this country, right? We just took 6,100 people who were in prison. We turned them loose. How many of those 6,100 people are you think are going to find jobs? Knowing that, first of all, it's hard to get a job these days. That's number one. But it's also hard to get a job these days if you have a felony record, right?
So they go back to crime.
So what are they? Exactly. They're all going to go back to crime, which is what he wants. I'm saying it straight out. This is what he's up to. He is trying to ferment chaos in this country in every way imaginable. Why else would you turn loose all these prisoners, and why else would you bring in all these, quote, refugees from all over the world?
Well, he's not. Well, we talked about this before the show, too. This president is not pro-American. I mean, Jimmy Carter was an awful president,
but he was not
anti-American.
No,
I mean,
I don't think so.
For all the faults of Jimmy Carter, I mean, the guy loved the country. He does love this country. This president, I never got the sense that he loved this country ever.
He thinks this country is the problem.
Yeah. I think his sole purpose in life after becoming president was to minimize this country, to make this country part of just a bunch of the countries, never not to be a superpower, but to be one of the countries. That's it.
Well, he's succeeding. I have to give him credit.
He's made this a ship without a captain. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I speak for you when I say this. We need a better captain. We get the captain on the ship that can run the ship. We're back to the superpower again. But this is going to take a leader. This guy doesn't want that.
If we get the proper leader, Ken, it's going to take years to build up our credibility and our military. Look at what's happened to our military since this guy's been in office.
I know.
We have the our Navy is at the lowest level since World War II. And you can go right down the list of all the things he's done in the military.
And you think the Chinese don't know that? And Putin doesn't know that? And
Hell yeah, they know.
Of course they know it. Why are they doing what they're doing? Why is Putin, you know, showing his true colors here? He knows Obama's a I want to use a word, and I can't know if I can use it. He's a wimp. Is that better? He's a wuss.
A wuss, a wimp, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not unbelievable that we're in the shape that we're in.
No, I mean every single Obama could not weaken this nation further than what he has if he were. I mean,
people. What do you think?
I know, but I think some people think he just has a difference of opinion. He just doesn't think this. No. This is methodical. I mean, he's done almost every action he's taken, Ken. Almost every single action when it comes to foreign policy and even some respects domestic policy has made this country less or has threatened this country in some way, shape, or form. Look what China's doing in the South China Sea.
Mm-hmm.
That should not be happening. Russia going in the Ukraine and in the Baltic states. Unbelievable that's going on.
The hacking into the internet.
Chinese and the Russians, both.
And we've got a candidate for president who was in the State Department who was using her own server, thinking she's going to be secure. That alone you should be in jail.
Well, if it were anybody else, she'd
put this country in jeopardy.
Yeah, she'd already be in a hell of a lot more deep hot water than she is if it were anybody else. And I'm still not convinced that the Justice Department, when the FBI concludes their investigation of Hillary Clinton, the next question is, will Loretta Lynch and the Justice Department do anything about it under this Obama administration? And I hate to say it, but I don't think so. Now, I've heard comments by like Judge Napolitano on Fox News says he knows Loretta Lynch and that she will do the right thing and blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, well, Judge, I hope you're right, but I don't have a whole lot of faith in what you're telling me.
I don't see that.
I don't either.
You know, is the question it comes down to is there such a thing as being too big to jail?
Yeah, we talked about this last week about, you know, banks are too big to fail, supposedly.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton too big to jail?
Yeah. And it's true. It really is. It's okay. You know, if you go after Hillary at this point in the game, or if you go after, you know, 3 months from now or 4 or 6 months from now, if you go after her and go, then somebody's got to take her place, and whoever takes her place is probably not. I mean, it's too late to have any kind of organization at that point. You're giving the election to the Republicans on a silver platter. So, I mean, then do you go after someone even though you don't like that person? Because there's no love lost between the Obamas and the Clintons, of course. But do you just turn over the election to a Republican whose number one priority is to take everything you've just worked for the last 8 years to turn that totally about face.
Mm.
Unfortunately, you and I are both thinking, well, people are better than that, but government's not.
I don't know about you, but I'm disillusioned with our government. I mean, I have been for quite a while now, but I mean, I think maybe, I think it's been a long time since I actually had any faith in government. I'm thinking probably it would, maybe 10, 15 years ago, I might have thought that the government would, for the most part, try to do the right thing and try to protect the American people, blah, 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 blah. Now, I don't think that's even, I have like almost zero faith that the government will do the right thing. Anytime something comes up, they're going to do the slimy thing. Almost every time. Mm-hmm. I don't trust our elected officials anymore. And you know what? It's hard. You sit here, look at this presidential race, and you're trying to decide who you want to vote for and who you want to support and who you want to send money to and all that kind of stuff. There's only two or three people out of the Republican Party that I would even consider sending money to. The money's hard to get these days. But and think about it. Here's another thing too. Now, Cruz has been hammering Rubio on this Gang of Eight thing. He is, and my position has been, and I think yours has sort of, that, yeah, I think Rubio's kind of taken advantage of, you know, he kind of let John McCain and Lindsey Graham and those guys kind of talk him into that whole Gang of Eight thing, and that he realizes that he made a mistake and blah, 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 and he kind of regrets it. Well, Cruz is kind of making the point that, no, that's not really true. It's just that he only regretted it when he realized he was kind of on the wrong side of the issue and it was going to cost him votes. And when he decided to run for president, he decided he needed to kind of try to get rid of that. And Cruz has the toughest policy when it comes to immigration. It's him and Trump are pretty much neck and neck on that sort of thing. And Cruz has already said that we should stop Muslim immigration in the United States, just period. Just, it should be stopped. And I agree with that.
It should be. Yeah. It
should be. Now, how long? I mean, at some point, can you reopen that? Yeah, of course, at some point. But until we defeat people like ISIS and Al-Qaeda and get the world back in some sort of a normalcy again, I don't see it.
Well, it's like Franklin Graham said. He said, we are under attack by Muslims at home and abroad, and we should stop all immigration of Muslims to the U.S. until this threat with Islam has been settled. I don't think you can say it any plainer. We did the same thing with the Japanese and the Germans in World War II.
Well, you know, people say, well, not all Muslims are bad, and this, that, and the other. Yeah, I know that's true, but you know what? Not all Germans were bad either. And not all Japanese were bad either.
No. But you didn't take any chances.
Yeah, you just don't. If you're, like I say, in World War II, you're war in Germany, you just don't allow Germans in your country. Period. I mean, it's not that tough. You know?
Yeah.
Now, I know we're not talking about a country, but we're talking about people from all over, from several different countries, obviously. I just think you just stop that. It just makes sense. Whatever happened to this country where we don't do anything that makes, because of political correctness, we don't do the logical, sensible thing anymore.
The PC is such crap to me. I get so sick of it because it's so prevalent in our society now. You can't say a prayer at a football game. It just drives me nuts. The few, the very few, the one out of 100, their rights are bigger than ours. It just kills me.
Well, you know, the whole thing about, you know, and this is getting off topic a little bit, but we're getting to the holidays here now. And then at some point, some municipality, some city's going to want to put up a manger scene or something. And there's going to be one guy.
Yep.
Who objects to the fact that they're putting up a Christian manger scene
mm-hmm.
on city property.
And they'll take it down.
And they'll probably take it down. There'll be a court order and blah, 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 blah. And there's one guy who's an atheist or one guy who is not a Christian. He may be Muslim. He may be Jewish. He may be whatever. But and that person's going to ruin it for everybody. Mm-hmm. It just seems
it's so depressing, isn't it?
We've just gotten so stupid. What we're doing is just nonsense. No one is forcing that person to, you know what? Don't look at it. I don't know.
Let's get back to the original thing we talked about in the first of this show. Was that, is it going to take another 9/11? Is it going to take a Paris situation that happened a couple days ago to happen here before we go, uh-oh?
Yeah.
I think it will. I think it's going to take that. I think that we're going to have what happened in Paris to happen here, somewhere in Atlanta, Houston, someplace it's going to happen. And then we're going to go, we have got to clamp down. We got to get this country secure. Now they're coming. Now they're in the United States. Well, duh, they've been here.
And then we're bringing them over in droves.
Yeah. There's so many, we can't keep track of all of them. It's gonna happen. I mean, you're Paris, France, who has the, you know, you can't have assault weapons in Paris, France. Well, guess what, folks? Six of them had assault weapons. Or how many there was? Seven? I lost count.
Oh, you know, something else real quick. I don't know if you saw this story or not, but there, I think it was in Germany. There was a car stopped in Germany. There was some guys in the car. They searched the car, and in the trunk, they had explosive devices, and they had a bunch of AK-47s. Apparently, this was another group that was going in. This could have been worse than what it was. And the Germans just happened to stop this particular bunch from going in. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. I wonder why they were stopped. Was it just kind of a fluky thing they were stopped?
I think probably just routine stuff, and something didn't look right, didn't smell right. And thank God somebody, you know, who knows how many more people they could have gotten to.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was three different groups of these guys in the attack. This might have been the fourth. And who knows? There might have been a fifth or sixth. I mean, you just don't ever know.
I just think it's so easy. What happened in Paris, France, I think.
Oh, it could happen so easily here.
It could. I'm actually kind of surprised that it hasn't yet. But I don't know if ISIS is that well coordinated yet to get somebody here and to pull that off right now. But that's why their social media, people that are sympathetic to them, and people that are homegrown. You know, Americans are already here.
Yeah. By the way, we got to go. We're out of time. Social media exploded, where people who were supporting what happened were going nuts on social media, and also there were Muslims literally dancing in the streets celebrating what happened in Paris this weekend. So let that sink in a little bit.
Yeah.
You want to take us out, Ken?
Oh, this is very pertinent to our situation here. If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth. Ronald Wilson Reagan, our 40th president of the United States.
That's it. We're out of here. Let's be vigilant, folks. See you next time.